I'm Dan, owner of Dan's Optical Lab. For years, I've made prescription eyewear for other eye doctors throughout the North State. Now I'm opening my lab directly to the public. You can purchase the highest quality in prescription eyewear, but directly from the lab. That means you get it faster and you get it for less. I don't just sell prescription eyewear, I make it. And because I do, I have to know more about the lens materials, designs, and frames that are available. If you want the highest quality in prescription eyewear, then go where the doctors go, Dan's Optical Lab, faster for less.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Hey, this is Carl and Linda Bott.
Join us weekdays from 7 to 9 a.m.
right here on Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460.
Conservative, quirky, from the Fox News studios in New York City. Get ready for a fresh look at the day's events. It's the Tom Shalhoub Show.
Tom Shalhoub. Welcoming you to the Tom Shalhoub Show once again. An exciting day in the news. I want to talk about the analysis of President Trump. We'll do a little Ask a Spy in a little bit. Mike Baker's going to stop by, and we can ask a spy. I still have his sound, don't we? We'll make sure we have it. That's right. We got to ask a spy. Come on.
Ask a spy.
I was on the Kennedy Show on Fox Business last night with Mike Baker, and we were talking, obviously, we talked about North Korea, the deal, and the president has done some follow-up interviews. He was on with Bret Baier. He also sat down with George Stephanopoulos. Not sure why. There are certain – I guess he wants to show he wants to sit down with all different media. But, I guess he can – after North Korea, he seemed pretty confident. After that Lester Holt interview he did on NBC when he was talking about the Comey thing, I said to myself, why does he even sit down with these network interviews? I'm certainly glad when he sits down with Fox News. Although he hasn't taken me up on my suggestion to go 100% YouTube with the presidency. I often think the president does the best communication by himself. And during the campaign, I thought that President Trump, or candidate Trump's best campaigning was done when he sat there behind his desk, whether he was eating a taco from Trump Tower or Taco Bowl or something, or just winging it at his desk, just talking into the camera. But once again, I'll not second-guess the president and his approach to the press. But he did some interviews, and obviously he got some criticism for it. The criticism is his praise for Kim Jong-un. The fact that he is praising a dictator, a lot of people said, compare and contrast the president's attitude on Kim Jong-un with his pronouncements on our friends to the north in Canada after the G7, Trudeau. Well, here's President Trump with Bret Baier talking about, I wouldn't even use the word praise. He's giving some props to the evil dictator Kim Jong-un, and some have a problem with it. Listen.
When you take over a country, tough country, with tough people, and you take it over from your father, I don't care who you are, what you are, how much of an advantage you have. If you can do that at 27 years old, that's 1 in 10,000 that could do that. So he's a very smart guy. He's a great negotiator. But I think we understand each other.
So the president and Kim Jong-un understand it. Now, do you believe that is true? Or do you believe the president is just saying that? What we have gone from fire and fury to condos on the beach. That's the in the course of a few short months. You remember when the president was saying that little Rocket Man is going to receive fire and fury like he would never imagine, something like that. I know he used the term fire and fury, and everybody was afraid of nuclear war. And then the other day he was talking about the wonderful beaches that Rocket Man was sending his rockets off, and he said, wouldn't it be wonderful if we'd have, you know, condos on there? He said, I'm looking at it from a real estate perspective. So fire and fury to condos on the beach. Do you think that the U.S. policy changed? That U.S. policy toward North Korea was officially fire and fury a few months ago and is now officially time for condos on the beach? No, it's not. It's President Trump talking in the way that he does. The question is it reprehensible? There's no defending Trump's North Korea performance, says E.J. Dionne. E.J. Dionne, you know, he's a political thinker, and I'm just wondering why we even, I shouldn't say that, I shouldn't be so extreme, why we let these guys on the air anymore. Why we listen to these folks. Here's his point here. There's no defending Trump's North Korea performance, and he's basically talking about, because we don't know the performance that happened at the summit, beyond kind of, you know, the little walk and talks he did with Kim Jong-un. We don't know what happened behind closed doors, but we do know his post-summit performance. And he's been saying things like, you know, he's a tough guy. It's a tough country, tough people. You know, I actually think that's a little bit lame. Like, I would criticize the president. If I were his media coach, I would say, you don't even have to say anything. There's no reason the president has to say, it's a tough country, tough people. I mean, I don't even know what he's talking about. It's a little bit rambling, but that's the way the president does things. Describing the North Koreans as tough people, I don't think it's wise. They're oppressed people. He doesn't have to say oppressed people, because it's not good coming out of a summit. It's essentially a peace summit, where you're trying to make peace with an evil nation. There's no reason to come out and say, oh, he's a terrible oppressor of people. So, but there's also no reason to say, you know, he's tough, he's 1 in 10,000, he's really talented. He doesn't need to heap praise on him in that way, but that's what he's doing. Essentially, he's playing his negotiation game. You go meet with them, you shake hands, you show a video that shows peace and prosperity and maybe condos on the beach. You talk nice with an evil dictator, and then you come out and you praise him, even though you know he's going to use that. They're going to say, look, the president called him tough, 1 in 10,000. Well, that'd be an insult to him, actually, because the dear leader's not 1 in 10,000. He's 1 in a billion, right, according to their propaganda. I actually liked – listen to John Avalon on CNN. John Avalon, who used to be an advisor to Giuliani, a smart guy. He ran the Daily Beast for a while. You know, editor-in-chief. But here's his analysis. Listen.
It is remarkable. It is troubling. Because, I mean, tough becomes proxy for killing lots of people. And tough is one of his favorite terms of admiration. There are plenty of bad actors on the world stage. There are few like North Korea, where there are current active gulags inside a country, where this individual has murdered members of his family. And the idea that he has a great rapport, I mean, you know, you criticize, you know, FDR for cozying up to Stalin. Doesn't look good in the rearview mirror history. This is not going to look much better when the full history of North Korea is resolved.
Okay, so this is the last part of what he said was what I liked. He's doing the criticizing that E.J. Dionne is doing and Morning Joe and the whole panel there are doing, saying, I can't believe you're cozying up to a dictator. This is ridiculous. You don't say that. Like I said, I don't think they were the greatest. I don't think he had to be buttering him up so much. But there's nothing dangerous about what he did. John Avalon had a good analogy. He said FDR cozying up to Stalin after World War II. Yeah, that did happen. That happened. So there's historical precedence for after a conflict like World War II, he did probably go easier on Stalin than he should have. So where was the fault in FDR and Stalin? Was it in him smiling? In you know, next to Stalin, as they sat there being photographed with Churchill at the end of World War II? Was it him being nice or saying nice things about him? No, It was the deal they came up with post-war, where Eastern Europe was carved up and given to the Soviet Union. And we did that because FDR was weak after World War II. He was a weak negotiator. And Stalin was a strong one. So if you use that as historical precedent, you would say, I hope that he doesn't get a deal on paper that is a bad deal, like the Allied powers got after World War II, because they got bullied by Stalin. But the problem with the Stalin deal and FDR was the deal. It was the countries that were oppressed behind the Iron Curtain for decades after World War II. It wasn't the cozying. It wasn't the nice. It wasn't words. So I ask you, now, I understand that if you're talking about the details, there's no reason to say he's one in 10,000. But I don't care. It's not consequential. As Michael Malice said on this show yesterday, Michael Malice, great analyst of North Korea. He's been there. He wrote a book about it. He's actually had his feet on the ground in North Korea. And in addition to that, he's been a North Korea watcher for several years since then. I think he went in 2012 or 2012. Here's Michael Malice on the show yesterday.
These are not things you can negotiate publicly. You can't publicly say, you guys have concentration camps, close them down. You would do that behind closed doors, because North Korea has never admitted they have concentration camps. They say, those things in Google Earth, their village is overflowing with happiness. Uh-huh. And they also say, we don't use the term concentration camp, so we don't have any. That's literally their logic.
Yeah.
So you can't, for them to admit these abominations and human rights abuses is going to put them in a sticky position publicly. But behind the scenes, if President Trump's like, look, if we got to give him money to kind of free these people, that's great. I mean, you don't negotiate things that are of that nature on a public setting. I don't understand how that would work.
I was looking for the sound from Michael Malice yesterday on the show. The analogy that he used, which was brilliant. But then I realized he didn't say it on the air. He said it during a commercial break to me in the studio. He said, Tom, picture your loved ones are being held at gunpoint by a sociopathic, perhaps suicidal, lunatic. He's standing on a bridge. And he is both threatening to jump and take your loved ones with him. Do you call him a homicidal, suicidal maniac while you're negotiating with him? Great analogy. Great analogy. He's still on the bridge, everybody. Kim Jong-un is still holding his country hostage. And also, the president mentioned the other day when he was talking about Seoul, 28 million or 26 million. It's 20-something million people in Seoul. Think of the size of that city. Seoul, South Korea. New York, 7 million people. 7-something, 7 and change. And the size of that city, the danger that those people are in and have been in since the Korean War, since we got a bad deal after the Korean War and had to divide that country half under the iron fist of a homicidal, maniacal family, and still are. So we know that Kim Jong-un ain't a good guy, okay? So should our president be announcing that? Do you come? Why have a summit? I want to know. You got to give the president a grade for me. 833-852-4866. I'm going to say A minus. Minus because sometimes he talks too much. I don't think he has to address. When Brett Baer says, look, this is a bad guy, all the president has to say is, well, that's not what we're talking about. The debate isn't over, what kind of guy he is. We're talking about North Korea and keeping people safe. We're talking about denuclearizing a country. We're talking about the 20-something million people in Seoul that we're trying to keep safe. That's what I would say. I'm pretty good at this game, but I'm no Trump, right? So maybe he's one up on me. But I'm going to give him a minus for going into, he's one in 10,000. The thing is, there's nothing wrong with what President Trump did. The United States hasn't changed its policy from evil dictator to 1 in 10,000, great guy, good negotiator, strong person, you know? We haven't changed our policy. Our policy is the same. 833-852-4866. The question is, how you deal with a homicidal maniac who's standing on a bridge? He's got your loved ones. He's got a gun to their head. Do you start talking about human rights abuses right then? Or do you get them down? Do you get your loved ones safe? 833-852-4866. Give him a grade. A-minus, I'm giving Trump. A-minus, but it's still an A, guys. Is my minus justified? 833-852-4866. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Tom Shalhoub.
He's ignorant. He's warped. It's pretty base and caveman-like.
Tom Shalhoub.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-297-9821. That's 800-297-9821. 800-297-9821.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-545-0785. That's 1-800-545-0785. Again, 1-800-545-0785.
When you're looking to add a pet to your family, Haven Humane Society is a place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
Alan Gordon here with Coachmaster Collision Repair. That's correct. As a new owner of Coachmaster, I'd like to thank Don Steck for his long commitment and dedication to the automotive collision business. For over 50 years, Coachmaster has been offering the highest standard in auto collision repair. If you had a vehicle repaired by Coachmaster in the last 20 years, and we've already met, Coachmaster will continue to offer the same personal service, quality-driven technicians, and pride in every job we do. We'll miss Don as an instructor at Shasta College, his public service, and many entertaining commercials over the years.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. From laser and 3D frame alignment machines and computerized paint matching technology to qualified technicians working on your vehicle. Remember Coachmaster on Eastside Road in Reading.
And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004.
but our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
Imagine living in a planned community that features a regional park for you and your family to enjoy, plus walking trails, fabulous open spaces, and so much more. You can find all of this, plus the designer home you've always dreamed of at Shastina Ranch. Built by Palomar Builders, your ultimate home. Shastina Ranch is located just off Airport Road on Shasta View. Homes in Shastina Ranch feature green technology, water-conserving toilets, faucets, and showerheads, energy-efficient LED lighting, and programmable irrigation systems. Distinctive exterior features including 30-year composite roofing in a variety of colors, designer entry doors, and of course with Palomar Builders, exceptional interiors. Plans including 9-foot and 10-foot ceilings throughout. Beautiful designer kitchens with granite slab countertops and full tile backsplash. To see Shastina Ranch, just take Airport Road to Shasta View. For more information, contact Rhonda Culp of Coldwell Banker CNC Properties at 949-8613. Palomar Builders, your ultimate home.
You're listening to KCNR 1460, community radio for the North State.
Tom Shalhoub back with the Tom Shalhoub Show. Can you give the president a grade? I'm giving him an A-. I gave him a minus because I think he's heaping praise on Kim Jong-un when he doesn't have to. I don't really have a problem. I don't think the praise is causing any difficulty as far as the United States and the world goes, other than the fact that President Trump has to basically answer for it, and they're going to ask him about it again. But I'm going to give him an A-minus on that. He doesn't have to say. The man's 1 in 10,000. But you don't have to call him an evil dictator right when you get out of a summit meeting with him. Agreed? Richard in Portland, Oregon.
Hello.
Richard, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much. How are you?
Good, good. So would you criticize the president for not mentioning that the dear leader is an evil leader?
No, because I think everyone knows that, but he's taking it down into a more personal level, and he's making a connection. He's establishing a positive relationship with the guy as a starting point. You know, it's just like I deal with my kids. I can rake them over the coals for all the bad stuff they've done, or I can give them props and, you know, positive reinforcement. So I look at it that way. You start off with positive reinforcement. Say, hey, you know what? I sound like Star Wars, but I see the good in you. Let's develop that, and let's get this relationship going, and then we'll address these bigger issues, which are, I mean, humongous issues, but they're not going to be solved overnight.
Richard, did you just compare your children to an evil dictator?
To a point, they can behave like that sometimes. They haven't committed horrific acts. But,
no crimes against humanity.
No crimes against humanity, but the point I'm trying to make is that rather than look at the negative things that happen, start with the positive and work from there. And once we've established a more solid relationship and they're more open to it, hearing about, okay, I have some criticism as well. I mean, you're not a perfect guy, so let's talk about these other things.
Yeah, I wonder. I mean, I'm wondering. Yeah, so Richard, good point. Thanks for the call, Richard. In Portland, Oregon, he says the time to address human rights issues is down the line. How far down the line? That's the question. I would say very far down the line. North Korea is such to call them a human rights problem it's the understatement of the world. They are it is a prison. And it's a torturous prison. I don't know if you've seen the sketches that come from people who have escaped from North Korea. They are a torturous regime. They are starving people. It is unimaginably evil. So essentially, to work on human rights is almost impossible. You just have to secure the nukes. You just have to begin to make peace. This is the Tom Shalhoub Show.
some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried and true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
The value of banking local comes in being able to walk into the lobby, see the president, and be called by your first name. Knowing that lending decisions are made locally by people you call neighbor or serve alongside when supporting a worthy cause. There's confidence in knowing that when you place your trust in Cornerstone Community Bank, you not only help yourself, you support the town you call home. Stop by one of our Reading or Red Bluff branches or visit us online at bankcornerstone.com. Cornerstone Community Bank. We invite you to experience how we are moving local dreams forward.
JPR and U.S. Bank welcome Chris Isaak back to Reading's historic Cascade Theater June 27th. Heartthrob, crooner, and Grammy nominee Chris Isaak brings his velvet voice and rockabilly roots to the intimate Cascade Theater stage with his trademark high-energy, flashy, and personable style. Wednesday, June 27th at 7:30. General public tickets and limited VIP meet-and-greet tickets at 530-243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
Are you struggling financially? Swallowed up in debt? Are you looking to buy a house but are not sure of your credit standing?
What does that credit score even mean?
Why are there three different bureaus?
What score is most important?
Looking for a local expert?
Give me, Joe Radola, a call. Your credit affects everything from borrowing money to landing that perfect job. With over 40 years of providing financial services, I am committed to helping you achieve your goal. I can provide you with full credit report and in-depth review for only $25. Let me provide you with the tools you need to improve your credit standing and your financial freedom. Give me a call today, Joe Radola, 941-3021, or on the web at jrdebtconsulting.com. Your local choice in credit repair.
Aloha, this is Kevin, operations manager at Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. A professionally cleaned business sends a message to your paying customers. It says you are a company that cares about your image and always presenting the very best impression. Time after time, I've talked to clients who shopped for the lowest price, and after a few months, realized that their professional image was suffering. They didn't know who was actually coming into their offices to do the cleaning, and they just weren't getting the value they were paying for. Be wary of big-name companies that take your money, then hire unknown contractors to do the work. Since 1987, Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, your local professionals, have been offering the best in office cleaning by our screened, bonded, and insured staff. Take pride in your business and say aloha to your customers with the professional cleaning services from Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Call 221-5868, 221-5868, MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
One of the most important tenets of your life is ensuring that your loved ones are cared for even after you're gone. Having a will is important, but can be bogged down in probate court for years. What are your options? Douglas Wright, attorney at law, specializes in estate planning and probate matters. Does a living trust solve all your legal concerns? Douglas Wright will guide you through the many legal aspects of planning for your future and the future of your loved ones. Douglas Wright Law, a professional corporation, 530-243-6000 or douglaswrightlaw.com.
Hi, this is Nancy Sutton Pierce. Please join me for the Conscious Living Show every Saturday, 11 to noon on KCNR 1460.
Have a problem with Tom Shalhoub? Give him a call.
833-852-4866.
Let's work it out.
Tom Shalhoub.
We always do work it out here on the Tom Shalhoub Show. Do you understand what the president is doing in heaping praise on an evil dictator? Do you get it? Do you understand his strategy? Can you explain it to me? I think you know. Judy in Astoria. Hi, Judy.
Hi. First of all, I did vote for him. And with respect to what I expect from him, I expect in these kind of situations that he's going to be completely transparent with the people that put him in office, because this meeting is too important. It's not about puffing. It's not about him going down in the history books. It's about him shaking hands with a killer.
Yeah, and so you, it bothers you like it does some of these other commentators.
It bothers me that he didn't come out and say, listen, I'm nobody's fool. I know what this guy is. I know what he's done to his family. I know what he's done to his to people that have lived in, anyone that didn't agree with his politics. I'm aware of that. However, I'm going to move ahead, and he understands what the rules are. And the rules are, if you back out and don't give the United States the respect that we deserve, given the fact that we gave you a platform, then you're done. And, I mean, I don't hear any of that. The fact that I see him shaking hands with a killer doesn't impress me.
Well, because so you go even further than some of the other commentators do. If you go to – if you have a summit, you kind of have to shake hands and smile, don't you? Or do you think he should have a summit but with no handshake?
No, I think that it's important on behalf of the United States that he did shake hands with the guy. But you also, when you come into a meeting with anyone, you should be prepared with information and know who you're talking to and be able to come with some kind of a plan to act and counteract when the subjects of certain things come up. We'll never know what went on behind closed doors. But if Trump is every bit the badass that he thinks he is, then he needs to make certain that Kim Jong-un knows that we as a people, and he as our president, are not going to be taken for fools.
Yeah. Well, what about the analogy of the person on the bridge? You know, he's talking – essentially, he's so far gone, Kim Jong-un, and it's been such an entrenched dictatorship, and there are, you know, people in prison camps who are born in prison camps – live their whole life and die in prison camps without even knowing what the outside world looks like. So we're essentially talking about someone who's holding a country hostage, and you're doing a hostage negotiation. The point is, what do you think of that analogy, Judy?
Well, that analogy is, I mean, I have always thought that he was one cookie short of a box for a long time.
Yeah.
But I think he was brainwashed and bred into it. But more scary than he himself is his constituents that and the people that he has in place to carry out his dirty work.
Yeah.
Because those are the ones that can't be found, that are buried within his own country, within his country. Those are the people we'll never find. So even if he were to be killed, let's say, and I wouldn't want that to happen, there are people that are there ready to take his place. So, I mean, we have to think about the whole situation and think outside the box and deal with him exactly the way we should.
Yeah.
I mean, this was a very, very beginning process, but I still don't know what's happening. I don't know what's in Trump's head. I don't know how he plans to move forward. I think he owes it to the people who put him into office to let us know what now.
Yeah, okay. Judy wants to hear more. Thank you, Judy. Judy wants to hear more. I didn't ask her for a grade, but I'm going to say Judy says she's going to give him somewhere around a C or something because she doesn't like the praise post-meeting. And I would agree. I would go somewhere between Judy and, say, Mika. I would go somewhere in between Judy and, say, someone who's heaping praise on the president. I would say that I don't think he has to come out and say this guy's a killer. I don't think he even has to say, we know that his history. I don't think he has to say anything like that. I think that I would counsel the president to come out of the meeting and say, we're talking. We are committed to, as always, committed to denuclearization. We had a very productive meeting. Just that. Keep it neutral. But keep it neutral, that's not exactly what our president usually likes to do, is it? He goes whole hog. He goes from fire and fury to condos on the beach. Frank in Fredericksburg, Virginia, what do you think?
Hey, Tom, I think he goes from fire and fury to condos on the beach because he's getting a lot of advice from Pompeo and the CIA about the personality of this guy. I think people, and I understand they're being upset, but people cannot lose sight of the fact that Trump is trying to do the impossible. It's like your analogy on the bridge. You're trying to save the people who are being held on the bridge. And I think we learned that the use of fire and fury was purposeful. It wasn't some off the top of his head remark. So I think what he's doing with the dictator is to set him up. So my thought on Trump's strategy is, you know, we give him the velvet glove treatment, make him feel important, and then when the hammer has to come down, we're in a position to do that because we can talk very straight with the guy that we've treated, and I hate to use this word, but respect from the standpoint of the objective we're trying to accomplish. Let's not forget about it. The impossible, denuclearization.
Yeah, and I would say this is what happens when you're dealing with any evil that you're dealing with. If you're dealing with the mob, you have respect for the Don at the top of the mob because you know he's been able to hold together this mob family for years and years. He's been untouchable. He never gets, you never record him on the bug. So you treat him with respect. And if it ever comes down to it that you're able to nail him on a prosecution, you use the evidence you get him. But you don't underestimate him. So I don't think the president wants to underestimate this evil dictator. Frank, what grade would you give him?
I give him an A because he hasn't lost sight of the goal, Tom, and that is get Kim to denuclearize. Yeah. And he's got to figure out with the CIA and with Pompeo and Bolton the best way to do it. It may not be pretty, and we may kind of choke on it a little bit, but if we get the goal, it'll be worth it.
Thanks, Frank. Frank in Fredericksburg, Virginia. Good analysis. You know what I want to mention in terms of answering Judy, because she mentioned you have to think outside the box, but she's not so happy about the image of Trump shaking hands with a smiling dictator. The answer to, if you're thinking inside the box, because there's probably a lot of diplomats and there's a lot of people, you know, foreign service types and traditional people in government who say that we shouldn't have had a summit at all, that you don't have a summit. You do not have a state summit. I wonder if we could get, we'll have to, this is something, it's a good question for Marie Harf. I hope you're listening to Benson and Harf, the show that begins after this show on Fox News Radio at 6 o'clock. She, comes from the Obama administration. I would bet she would counsel to not have a mano a mano handshaking moment with a world leader. I think a lot of people who approach foreign entanglements with, they use a cautious approach. They say that a leader like Kim Jong-un does not warrant a big state affair. You know, you remember we had this argument when they about hosting the Chinese at a state dinner. Well, you know, we shouldn't have the communist Chinese at a state dinner. That's for our friends. You know, people have different ideas about how this is done. So I think a lot of traditionalists would say if you don't want a smiling dictator shaking hands with the president, then you don't meet with them. You send in your second and third guy. Mano a mano is for countries that deal on the, responsibly on the world stage. So a lot of people say you don't meet with Putin. You send. This is why you have diplomats. Diplomats go in and they deal with the evil dictators. They're right. In a normal world, they're right. That's the way you do things. But some say, look, we've had this issue with North Korea. I mean, we had a Korean War, and it's still not over. We never declared the end of the war. There's guys in my neighborhood, Korean War vets, these old guys, they still got those old caps on their head. We're losing them, as you know, every day. They're fading into history. But you may know some yourself. You may have family members who fought in Korea. The thing is, nothing has worked up till now. So now's the time for outside-the-box thinking. If there was ever a time for outside-the-box thinking, we might as well do it when Donald Trump is president, right? So we're going to take a break here. 833-852-4866. 833-852-4TOM. Give the president a grade for me, will you? We'll be right back.
Give Tom your 2 cents. Call 833-852-4TOM.
833-852-4866.
Tom Shalhoub.
Tom Shalhoub here with a question. When do you want to start paying less interest on your credit card debt? How about today? Yeah, today, with a credit card consolidation loan from LightStream. You get a credit card consolidation loan with an APR of 5.49% with autopay. Now, you could save thousands of dollars of interest. Just think about it. Application is 100% online. It's easy. I've been to the website. You can go today and check it out. You can even get your funds as soon as today. Now, I've got a special web address for you, and it's the only way to get this discount. Go to lightstream.com/shill. That's right, S-H-I-L-L. Yeah, that's the beginning of my last name. Lightstream.com/shill. LightStream.com/shill. Subject to credit approval. Rate includes 0.50% autopay discount. Available only when you select autopay prior to loan funding. Terms and conditions apply and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit Lightstream.com for important information about limits on Lightstream loans and same-day funding.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-233-8540. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-233-8540. That's 800-233-8540. 800-233-8540.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kara Tennant with CARE Animal Hospital, and I'm inviting you to join me on the Carl and Linda Morning Show. We will be discussing all of Reading's local pet needs and how to keep your pet happy, healthy, and safe. CARE Animal Hospital is a local veterinary clinic located on the corner of Hilltop Drive and Lake Boulevard. Make sure your best friend has the best possible care today.
Join Dr. Kara Tennant on Friday morning, June the 15th from 8 to 9 on Free Fire Radio on AM 1460 KCNR.
As an APS worker from Shasta County, I protect older adults and those over 18 who are vulnerable on a daily basis. But I know that sometimes elder and dependent adult abuse isn't obvious. We need you and all members of the community to help us identify and report potential victims of abuse, neglect, and exploitation. Signs of potential abuse include unexplained changes in behavior or personal hygiene or lack of basic necessities. No abuse, report abuse by calling Adult Protective Services at 225-5798 or learn more by visiting ShastaHHSA.net.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons Senior Living.
I thought it would be fun to have you hear from some of our residents what life is like here at River Commons. I asked Jean, Rosalie, Gordon, and Sherry to share their thoughts.
Living here at River Commons is something I never even imagined or dreamed of. It's sort of like being on a vacation where you don't have to worry about doing anything, and you have people taking care of you, looking out for you. The food is like being on a cruise ship, as my daughter puts it.
Home. It feels homey to me. Only better. I don't have to cook. I don't have to clean.
Been here 8 years. It's been fantastic. I've enjoyed every minute of it.
This is my home. The parties and the activities are great. I love living here. I wouldn't live anyplace else.
Call today and schedule a tour or luncheon a tour and see for yourself why our residents love living here at River Commons. Call 221-2121 or on the web at river-commons.com.
Our sponsors support us. We hope you'll support them. Tell them you heard it on KCNR 1460.
Hey, it's Tom Shalhoub. Welcome back to the Tom Shalhoub Show. My number is 833-852-4866. I'm asking for a grade for the president post-summit meeting with Kim Jong-un. What do you think? Brian in Stuart, Florida.
I give him an A.
A, you don't even give him the minus that I gave him just because he heaped on the praise. So you think everything's he knows what he's doing.
Yeah, I think you have to negotiate with things like this based on consequences, not ideology. And the consequences are so grave for people in Seoul and the people in North Korea and even, you know, Japan and us have missiles thrown at us. You know, he has to go for the course of action that's best for the world and not worry about people's feelings about shaking hands with a dictator.
Brian, I like that phrase, consequences, not ideology. That's a good one. Put that in your book, Brian. Consequences, not ideology. That's what you're looking for. It's like results. You don't care about the niceties of diplomatic language. We're talking somebody off a bridge here. Marcia in Dallas, Oregon.
Hi. I feel like it was an A, and it really gets me upset when I think of how they will open their arms up to gangsters, illegal immigrants, you know, the MI-13s or whatever they are.
Yeah.
And everybody's just fine with that. You know, let's, you know.
Oh, wait, they're people too, Marcia. In. Don't forget, Pardon? Gangs are people too. I heard somebody on NBC say that.
Yeah. Well, so is Kim. You know, what is the difference?
Well, you
really, know, because they torture, they kill, they rape.
I'll give you the difference, Marcia. I'll give you the difference. One of them's inside our country, and the other one isn't.
Oh.
You know.
Yeah.
So you don't think he was too chummy? What do you think about? I just gave him the minus because I thought it was a little much about the. You know, he said if you can run a country like that, I got to give you credit. You're 1 in 10,000. I was like, okay, Mr. Trump, you don't have to, you know, slather it on.
Well, I think for this guy, they probably have to because he really likes to be petted.
Yes, you may be right. That's it. I mean, we had a caller. Thanks for the call, Marcia. We had a caller mentioned that Pompeo may be giving him a great FBI psych profile of the man who we've been watching for some time now. And, you know, and he's not someone who's been only isolated within North Korea. He went to school. In a Western country. Did we figure out what country he went? Sweden or Switzerland? He was educated abroad, Kim Jong-un. And so they know this guy. They got a profile on him. The president may be given a nice file that says, go ahead, use nice words on the guy. It's gonna work. Derek in West Bridgewater, what do you think? Should I be modifying my minus?
Well, it could turn into an A+ because we're not really seeing the whole picture. You know, with the whole negotiation between China and Kimmy over there in North Korea. I mean, this is a broad discussion going on behind the scenes that we're not seeing. So when President Trump gave up the joint exercises, that's actually a huge concession. Right there, that the Chinese are one because they're trying to drive a wedge between us and our allies, particularly South Korea. They're on the same continent there. So I think that that, you know, to me right off the bat, I'm thinking, you know, whoa, that was a big deal. But what are we going to get to that? Are they going to, you know, obviously the nuclear disarmament is number one, but, you know, they're going to have to pull all their artillery back. They're going to have to, you know, because they're the ones with the threatening posture there. I mean, our forces are not offenses. That's defensive to protect the South. So, I mean, there's got to be things going on here behind the scenes, and this can all be ramped right back up again. As far as the joint exercises, because it's important to keep those guys sharp. You know, I mean, you got a 1.5 million man army over there backed up by chemical weapons and nerve agents and artillery. I mean, they can destroy Seoul with or without the nuclear weapons over there. But, you know, Japan is definitely, and the United States is on the target range with the nukes.
You know? Absolutely. You know what, as you mentioned, when you mentioned China, Derek, it made me think. Eventually, right now, it's mano a mano. Eventually, you know, we're bringing China into this situation because China is going to be the one to help us with North Korea. I'm glad he went alone and had the meeting with Kim without China. But at some point, we have to bring China in. Now, think of this. If we're stressing human rights now with North Korea, it's going to jeopardize bringing China in because human rights is a phrase that gets China nervous because they don't want us stressing human rights to them because they get their own issues with human rights. So if we want to have a three-party talks with U.S., China, and North Korea, the worst thing we can do is have human rights on the bill when we invite these guys over. Brilliant, right?
It's bigger than that because you got China building that military island over there. There's a lot of huge things going on that I believe are all into the same, you know, discussion here behind the scenes. Because, you know, look who's over in China right now. Pompeo's over there dealing with the leader of China. So this is all part of the same circle of negotiations. And I believe it's covering trade, you know, the military posture of China. And, you know, the whole, it's a big mess over there. I mean, you got to, well, that's why I'm saying maybe you got to give Trump the A plus for dealing with all that. You know,
I'll hold it off. I got a minus, Derek. All I got to do is put a line through it. Thanks for the call. Pastor Adam, what do you think?
How are you?
Good.
Good. Hey, real quickly, my wife and I are celebrating 15 years of marriage today. So happy birthday to Lindsay.
Beautiful. And happy anniversary. Love it.
Thank you. Hey, and I, as much as I hate hearing what he's saying, I got to give him an A. I think he's still selling the deal. I agree with Michael Malice. At this point, you say whatever it takes to get the nukes gone and to get these people that are living in concentration camps freed, and it may be distasteful to us, but maybe Trump is America's Batman. He's our Dark Knight, not the negotiator we want, but the negotiator we need.
Yes, and it's like when you have some, if they have a gun in your hand, you get them to, you know, it's like, give me the gun, drop the gun. You get that gun out of their hand, and then you deal with the rest of it. You know they're under, you know, someone has a gun and they got a hostage. You don't remind them where they're going when you get done with the negotiation. You don't say, as soon as you drop that gun, we're taking you off to jail. You say, everything's going to be all right. Drop the gun. Happy anniversary, Pastor Adam. I hear my music. The number's 833-852-4866. This is the Tom Shalhoub Show. I get good feedback from you guys. You help me write my script every day. This is Tom Shalhoub.
Tucker Carlson.
There's just so much barking and noise and yelling. Our role is to take three steps back and discern what really matters.
Sean Hannity.
The most important thing that we do, we are looking out for the forgotten men and women in this country.
Laura Ingraham.
They're going to get a straight shooter, no holds barred. I'm not going to cut people's flack.
Fox is the one place where dissent is allowed.
We have voices. We won't be silent.
Who controls my voice? Nobody.
Fox News Channel. Real news, real honest opinion. Brett Baer.
When someone watches the news, they want someone they can trust. Our job is to cut through the talking points.
Martha McCallum.
We're going to ask the tough questions because there's a lot of conventional wisdom out there that needs to be challenged.
Shannon Bream.
What I'm doing is making sure that whatever is developed through the day, people are fully informed from coast to coast.
We're 24/7 news, but really down to the minute.
We're going to be fearless. We're going to be fair. Whether it's 4 a.m. or midnight, we're there.
Fox News Channel. Real news, real honest opinion.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship, Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
The news is brought to you on KCNR Shasta, Reading by Tobacco and Brew. Come see their newly remodeled store at 2143 Hilltop Drive in Reading, Tobacco and Brew.